Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, after a divorce, her mom thought she had found a cool new loft to live in. She just didn't know it seemed to come with some former residents.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Thank you so much for listening. And if you have a real ghost story, we'd love to hear about it. Call it in at 855-853-4802 or write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like to be a premium subscriber, you could do that. You get the advanced episodes, access to the archive, all without commercials. You could sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes. And Kathy Gordon, you're making plans for us.
I am. Yes, I am very excited because you are coming to visit me.
Like in the day Pacific after Northwest. Day after tomorrow.
Yeah. And so we're going to go on a ghost tour up in Astoria, Oregon, and we're going to visit the mansion that is supposed to be very haunted. One of the more haunted places in Oregon, I understand. So I'm super excited about that. If I can get us into the theater, I'll try, but I don't know if I can. I'm going to try, though.
Now, the ghost tour, tell me a little bit about that.
Well, it's one of those underground ones like we did back in, where was it? Elwood, Kansas?
Oh, yeah. Ellenwood.
Ellenwood. That's right. I think it's along that line.
Interesting.
With these underground tunnels that were built and so forth. And then I do think they talk about some specific locations around the old part of the city and stuff. But it's supposed to be one of the oldest towns in I think in the West, really, just because of its location and ports and, you know, So I think it had a lot to do with, you know, sailing and sailors. And then there's a lot of, you know, nautical disasters that happen, you know, and so there's that. And apparently the military had a big presence there for a while. So I think there's a lot of history that carries with it a lot of, you know, that kind of energy, that paranormal energy as it goes along. So I'm really excited. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
I'm just excited to go. I've never been to that part of the country. And then I get to see you and get to meet the new baby and see my nephew, his wife, and your other daughter.
I know, right? And then, like, you look to the west and it's the ocean, and you look to the east and it's the mountains. So it's the best of both.
That is so awesome. So I can't wait.
I know. It's fun. I'm a little afraid it might be rainy while you're here, but you know what we do? We'll put on a raincoat and go.
I have rain ponchos, like, kind of out my ass. And I don't know why, but I've got a whole bunch of them. I should pack
them. I do know why. Because every time we go to games, they say, well, it might rain or whatever. And so I always say, we buy the poncho so it won't rain. Because when you buy it, you won't need it, right?
Because when you're packing to go, then you don't think it's going to rain. But then you get there, it's like, it might rain.
Right.
Yeah.
But we get there, and I always buy the damn poncho as, you know, like, insurance against the rain.
Well, let's go to this ghost story, and it says, hey there, I wanted to share a story about my mom. She told me this a while back. It's nothing super terrifying, but definitely one of those odd experiences that sticks with you. It still gives me goosebumps when I think about it, mostly because of how everything lined up in the end. So after my parents split up, my mom moved into a loft in Boston. It was a huge change for her, first time living on her own in over two decades. She found this super cool spot in an old converted warehouse. It had those exposed brick walls and massive industrial windows, the kind of place that looks like it came straight out of a magazine. It sounds so cool. At the time, the building had just been turned into condos, so there weren't a lot of people living there yet. She was actually one of the first to move in. There were maybe a couple of residents on her floor, a few upstairs, and a handful down below. It was quiet for the most part, but after a few months, she started calling me with these weird complaints. "Someone keeps running up and down the hallway," she said. "It sounded like a bunch of kids playing tag or something, and it happens all the time, daytime, nighttime, it doesn't matter. But every time she'd finally get fed up and open the door to tell him to knock it off, the hallway would be completely empty. Not a single soul in sight. She just assumed the kids were fast or maybe ducking into one of the other units when they heard her coming, but she never actually saw anyone. Then there was the noise from below. She'd call and say things like, "I think the people downstairs are throwing stuff at their ceiling," which is really a weird thing that would come out of your mouth and then be like, "Are they really?" "It's like they're chucking a tennis ball or something over and over again. It's driving me nuts." Well, I just figured it was typical apartment living drama, thin walls, inconsiderate neighbors, nothing too out of the ordinary. That is until about 2 years later when I was at this random party and I got into a conversation with a couple who had lived in the same building. We were chatting about city living, weird roommates, that sort of thing. And then the woman casually said, "Oh yeah, that place was haunted." Naturally, I asked, "Haunted?" She said, "Yeah, we used to hear kids running through the hallway all the time and laughing like loudly. But every time we'd check, no one was there. And it wasn't just us. Our friends would come over and hear it too." Well, I was definitely intrigued, but what really got me was what she said next. One day we were repainting one of the rooms. When we came back from grabbing lunch, there were little handprints, children's handprints, all over the ceiling in the wet paint. All over the ceiling.
Oh.
At this point, I'm like, "What?" I don't know that that's how she interpreted the "what," but it seems appropriate. So at this point, I'm like, "What?" And they were both absolutely certain the prints were not there before they left. Neither of them had kids. The prints were way too small to be theirs. And they were up on the ceiling. She said it looked like tiny hands had been playing in the paint and smearing it upwards as if kids were walking on the ceiling. Of course, I had to ask them where in the building they lived, and they lived directly below my mom's unit. I nearly dropped my drink. Everything clicked then. My mom complaining about kids running around the halls, the noise from below that she thought was a ball hitting her floor. Maybe it wasn't a ball. Maybe it was those same ghostly kids somehow making their presence known in both apartments. The weirdest part, my mom doesn't believe in ghosts at all. She still insists it was just noisy neighbors or the sounds echoing through the old warehouse structure. I told her what the couple said about the handprints and the laughter, but she just rolled her eyes. Well, they probably had raccoons in the ceiling or something. But here's the kicker. After that couple moved to another unit on a different floor, they said everything stopped. No more laughter, no more phantom footsteps, and guess what? My mom never complained about the hallway runners again after they left. Coincidence? Maybe. But it gives me chills to think that both apartments were somehow connected by whatever was there. Maybe the energy in that specific part of the building held on to something or someone from way back when it was a warehouse. Mom still lives there. She swears everything is normal now. She's chalked the whole thing up to settling noises or kids visiting other residents. But every time I visit her and walk through that long, echoey hallway to her door, I can't help but listen for the sound of tiny feet running just out of sight. Anyway, just wanted to share that one. Might not be the scariest story out there, but it sure has made me look at old buildings a little differently. That's from Jenna. I think it's so crazy that after that couple moved, it stopped for both of them.
Well, number one, I disagree with Jenna. I thought it was a pretty scary story.
It was
actually
a great story.
I think, you know, I think there's some creepy elements to this story that kind of give you the, you know,
well, like, could the children's handprints be any more creepy?
Well, right. Like, You know, it was funny when she said it. They said they were sure they weren't there when they left. Well, I bet you were sure because you just painted it, you know.
And you know if there are handprints on your ceiling.
You know for a fact that there would have been handprints up there. You would have seen that. I mean, you painted it. Obviously, there would not have been any handprints.
And they would have been in the same color paint that you
It would have been impossible, you know, yeah. Right? So that is just super creepy. And, you know, just the whole way that she had this background information that they didn't know, that she knew from her mom that had lived there. And so when they're telling her these stories, she's just checking the boxes.
Yeah.
You know,
I found that so interesting that she would have even encountered the people who lived directly below her mother.
That's true too. Yeah. But I think, yeah, that's a just an interesting twist on this whole thing. But they moved to a different location, and then they didn't have any problems, and the mom didn't have any problems, and she stayed in that location.
It never has had any sense.
That doesn't make sense to me. Like, wouldn't these entities either have stayed right where they were and continued doing what they were doing, or have followed these people to the other part of the building?
Well, maybe it was the tenants in 7B. They got fed up and did a cleansing and didn't tell anybody else. And it just coincided with when those people moved out.
It's and they the cleansed. People they... There we go.
There's a
it's
third, the people we there's didn't a third apartment involved. They you got fed up with this shit.
That kind of makes sense if you want to know the truth. That there would be many other people probably involved in this story. And I hope some of them are listening to it.
Because you would think that, yeah, right? You would think that when the couple downstairs moved, okay, then maybe they went with them, which is why mom's not hearing it anymore. Right. But they don't have it and mom doesn't have it. How did it coincidentally quit when they moved? Or did it happen for a little bit longer, you know, and mom didn't know they moved into a new apartment? They're not on the same floor.
How you know, or had it quit and the people that lived below her didn't really notice it. They were busy getting stuff together and moving, that they didn't really notice for a little while that the footsteps weren't happening or whatever.
Because it would just be a matter of time before someone else moved into that apartment and nothing ever started back up again.
Right.
7B.
So it's weird.
They you would cleansed.
Think, mm-hmm. I think you might be onto something there.
There was a mysterious late night cleansing going down. Somebody called the priest.
Yeah, I think you might be onto something.
There's a lot of Catholics in Boston. Somebody called
the priest. There are variables in this story.
Mm-hmm.
We do not have access to all the information.
A little bit of information that we don't know about. There's a mystery.
Yeah,
tenant.
But it's one of those weird feelings in your life where you run into somebody and then you realize you have something in common with them and you have information that they don't have and they have information you didn't have. And then you can kind of put it together a little bit. And that in itself is a fascinating part of this story, I think.
Yeah. I mean, what are the odds of her encountering?
Well, apparently 100% because it happened.
She did.
But I just find it really, it's one of those kind of strange situations that seems like it was meant to happen.
What do you think about mom never acknowledging that it could have been anything else?
I don't know. I think sometimes for some people, it just helps them sleep.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they were to acknowledge it, that it would bother them and keep them awake. They'd have to move eventually or whatever. And so they just go, no, it's kids. Even though, seriously, every time you open the door, mom, every single time.
You can't catch them in the act.
You know, I had that happen to me in a hotel where I heard just commotion going on. And I was angry about it. And you know, like 2 o'clock in the morning, I hear it's these kids running up and down the halls, and I'm just mad, you know, about it. And so I finally wait till I know they're coming. I can hear them coming down the hall, and I time it to the door. They're coming to my room, and so I'm going to open the door and so that I can see them. I open the door, and nobody's there.
I thought you were going to say, I thought it was going to go that way, or you opened the door and smacked one of them.
And just hauled off his deck to kill.
Sorry,
you know?
Didn't quite mean for that to happen.
Yeah, I stuck my foot out and tripped him. But I, but nobody was there. And I'm like, I have been hearing this. Like, I even think I might have called downstairs at some point, you know, and told them. And nothing. So
it's like, you might want to call 911. I just knocked a kid out up here.
Yeah.
Which isn't really funny, but it's kind of funny. And I've had it with you kids.
Well, and then it's the opposite. One night I pull in and the hotel looks really busy. And I'm like, oh no, it's kids. I find out they're having some sort of ball tournament. And all these kids from all these, you know, places have come in to play ball.
Oh.
And so it's all these teams. And I'm like, oh, this is going to be horrible all night. And you know what? They were awesome. The kids were great. It was their dumb parents that were really loud and drunk. But the kids were great.
Well, that's like years ago, Kathy and I went on a European vacation with a tour group.
Yeah, that
was. So there was a group
again.
Of Canadians. And we ended up with them. It's a long story, but the kids were crazy. But it was also the people who were their escorts.
Oh,
they were
terrible.
All hooking up and stuff.
Yeah,
like it was really obvious. We're like, you guys are the escorts, and you're now just walking into the lobby of this hotel, and your kids have been what?
Yeah,
it was not good.
It was a bad scenario, but. You know, but we're always perfect. So mm-hmm. Yay for us.
Yay us. There's stories. Anyways, so let's go to this call.
Hello. My name's Sam. And a long time ago, in the late 90s, there was a plane crash by in the city of Hawthorne at the Hawthorne Mall. And me and my friend went over there and picked up some leftover debris. They took the plane away, but there was some scrap metal and little pieces of backseat gas and all kinds of stuff left on the floor. And we started collecting it because we wanted to show our friends that we saw the plane crash. It was a small plane, but three people on the plane got killed. And anyways, we collected all the plexiglass and stuff like that. And he had a bag, plastic bag full of stuff, and I had a bag full of stuff. And so I went home and I was showing it to some friends, and they said, what's wrong with your face? And I go, what's wrong with it? And they said, it's all dark. And I said, oh, really? I go, I don't know. I'll go look in the mirror. And I went inside of my house and I noticed that I had a bunch of soot from the plane crash. And so I decided that I was going to take a shower. So I went inside the bathroom, take a shower, and I was done taking a shower, and all of a sudden, the hairs on my body stood up. I got goosebumps from head to toe, and I was thinking, why am I feeling like this? You know, why is this happening to me? And then after that, I had a feeling like somebody was looking at me, and I said, I got to get out of this bathroom. So I opened the door to walk into my bedroom, and I saw a ghost. Walked right in front of me. It looked just like a shadow. It was a long, big, dark, black shadow. You could see the outline of the body, and it just walked right in front of me, like toward the front door. And I got scared, and I went outside with my vacuum to see who was that and where it was going, and there was nobody there when I got out of the bathroom and looked around the corner, it was gone. But I think that the ghost probably came home with me because of the debris that I got from the plane crash. And I think that some of the blood had spilled on parts of the plane, and we probably collected it and the spirit came home with us. Anyways, my name's Sam, and that's my ghost story. This occurred in Hawthorne, California. by the Hawthorne Mall, right behind the Hawthorne Mall. The plane crashed between the Hawthorne Mall and the Taco Bell. Anyways, I hope you use my story. And I'll call back because I have another ghost story that occurred to me like in the 1980s. But I'll call back to that one. I don't think I have time to tell you. Thank you. Bye.
So that would be traumatizing because it sounds like he saw the plane crash.
Well, it did sound like he saw the plane crash. But we have talked many times. I don't know that there had to be blood on anything he brought home.
True. I agree.
You know, we talk a lot of times about objects, furniture, dolls, you know, pots and pans, mirrors, you name it. Things that have something attached to it. And people bring it home with them. It seems like this would be a situation that I don't want to be rude here, but didn't you see that coming? Like, I would be like, don't go pick up stuff when he's saying that. I'm like, what are you doing?
Right, but I think he was a kid.
I know, at the time. But even so, then, I'm like, what are you doing?
He's probably thinking,
nothing,
you know,
good comes from this.
He's like not thinking about anything like this.
Right.
Now, I'd be freaked out if I was his parents. Like, my child just went through this extreme trauma.
Well, he didn't say whether he told him about it. Yeah. And, you know, as kids, I often didn't tell my mom.
But he saw a plane crash where three people died.
Well,
that's,
I might have told
huge.
Him that. But then I probably
now, I don't
would
think
not
I'd
have
told
followed
him about
up
the
with
debris.
The, we went to the field and picked up stuff, and now there's something, you know, I've seen something. I have a feeling he doesn't talk. Well, you know, I mean, this is where the story ends, and sometimes you and I still have questions. But he doesn't act like it went on.
No, and he said that he had another story from the 1980s.
Yeah, but he doesn't act like, you know, oh, man, and then it kept doing this for like a year or something. And so I can't help but feel, we've had people talk to us about car crashes, and, you know, they've seen people around the crash site that were ghosts, spirits, entities. Or maybe they got all the way home and then someone walked through the living room and that was it. Right. And I kind of feel like in this situation that maybe they brought a little of that energy home and that spirit was just going through there on their way to pass over.
Yeah. Cause it definitely sounds like he just saw that the one time.
Yeah. And so I'm feeling like it wasn't like something that continued to haunt. I think that, you know, he saw this, you know, spirit that was probably just passing through
and, you know,
on out.
Honestly, I don't know that him bringing home debris really had anything to do with that. The fact that they witnessed it, that maybe
that had more.
Yeah.
Because we've had many stories about people who just witnessed a car accident or something.
And then they saw something walking away from the car accident.
Or, right. Or later in their home that night, something happened.
Yeah.
You know.
And I think when you die, suddenly you would be confused. And you know, here are these two boys who just saw it. And you're kind of everywhere at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. No, I definitely think. But I also want to put that little bit of, you know, warning out there. I do think you can bring stuff home.
I'm telling you. We hear about that all the time.
You know, with objects.
Mm-hmm.
So be kind of careful about what you pick up and collect.
Absolutely. Well, my neighbor down the street, we see her stuff spilling out of her house.
Oh, my goodness.
She has a lot of things. Yesterday, my dog and I were walking by her house, and there was a guy who lived right around my house. She lives a block south. And he came over to her house. He goes, why do you collect old things? Why? I guess he was like German. Why do you collect old things? I wanted
you guys,
to say.
I mean, I have
he has a good point.
And God bless her, you know, or him, her
both
the family,
them.
Whoever.
It's a couple.
I don't know who lives over there. But every inch of their yard has something sitting on it.
Oh, it's
like this is the most extreme. And I'm not saying it's necessarily, maybe it's hoarding, but it is collecting. I mean, you could see it's a collection. And I, you know, it is absolutely more stuff than I think I've ever seen at a house.
Oh, there's so,
so much. Yeah, that is true. To where the neighbors are like, why?
Well, I saw her yesterday doing something up by the house. So my dog, Benji, really likes her. So he ran over to say hi. So she came over and I realized that she had a whole collection of frogs, like a lot.
Of frogs.
That
well, that's
she was
what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
I
so
think
she
there
collects
are collections.
Everything. Yeah. Why do you collect old things? Well, if you have a real ghost story, we would sure love to hear about it. So call it in, 855-853-4802, or write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you would like to have no commercials, advance episodes, and access to the archive, you can become a premium subscriber. Sign up today if you want to through Apple Podcasts, or go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.